2009, I'm going to be sentenced in federal court for operating a medical marijuana dispensary in Morro Bay. I have no idea what's going to happen. Okay. All right, see you guys. Thanks a lot for being here.
All right, Charles. Is this a victory you feel today for you?
It's not really a victory. In a way, it's a loss, but it's not a bad loss.
Compared to what he was facing, clearly, 1 year is better than 5 years, is better than 100 years, which was where we started about 2 years ago.
What are you feeling today?
At this point, I was almost just numb. You know, I was ready to hear it, get it done, let's move on to the next chapter. I'm really happy with the 1 year, 1 day sentence.
I think most thinking people would really understand prison is not a fun place. We normally reserve prison sentences, at least in this country, for people who have violated the law and who are a danger to the rest of us. Charlie Lynch is not a danger to anyone. He was helping people, period.
As for how this has affected me, it's been devastating on my life. I filed bankruptcy April 30th. It's been difficult to find employment. It's financially challenging. It's mentally challenging. It's challenging for my family. It's pretty much tested me on all aspects of my life, really, going through this.
What's the timeline now?
When I'm done talking to all of you, I will go back to my office and file an appeal with the Ninth Circuit. And that could take a long time. The nice thing is Charlie Lynch will be home with his family while we continue fighting.
Do you expect your son will serve any prison time?
I do not think that Charlie will go to prison. No, I don't. I think the appeal will be successful, and I don't think Charlie's going to prison.
I think we're going to come back here in about a year, maybe a year and change, and have another trial. Of course, at that point, based on the really radical changes that we've been seeing out of D.C., I think the matter might be moot at that point, because I really think that you're now looking at, if not the last, certainly the penultimate, maybe next to last, third to last, medical marijuana dispensary prosecution in the United States. I think we're pretty much done. This is an injustice. I think everybody's gotten the message.